This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A day after nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea broke off, North Korea says it has no intention of continuing the talks with the United States unless it abandons its hostile policy against the North. AP's Ben Thomas reports on Saturday's talks.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas in several locations Sunday as tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters took to the streets defying a ban on face masks. The Hong Kong government on Friday banned people from wearing masks at public protests by invoking a British colonial-era Emergency Powers Act that was last used to quell riots in 1967. It's calm in the Iraqi capital today following a bloody night when at least 19 people were killed as security forces opened fire to break up anti-government protests. Meanwhile, Iraq's prime minister says he is ready to meet with protesters and hear their demands. He says there were orders for the security forces not to use live ammunition except in strict cases of self-defense. Thousands of residents of Pakistan-held Kashmir rallied Saturday on board vehicles and motorbikes to press for their demand that India lift a 2-month-old controversial clampdown in its controlled portion of the disputed region. From Washington, this is VOA News. French investigators say evidence suggests the suspect in Thursday's deadly attack at Paris police headquarters embraced radical Islam as questions mount about how the veteran police employee managed to escape notice. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
The assailant did not have a criminal record, but the prosecutor described signs of radicalism, citing witnesses and other evidence. The Martinique-born suspect, identified by officials as Mikhail H., converted to Islam about a decade ago and allegedly voiced support for a number of atrocities in the name of Islam, including the deadly 2015 terrorist attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack has left many French in shock, not only because it took place within the heart of French security, but also because the assailant worked in a department investigating radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Cameroon's main opposition leader, Maurice Kamto, walked free from jail Saturday after a military court ordered the release at the behest of veteran president Paul Biya. The opposition leader was released after 9 months' imprisonment following surprise conciliatory gestures from Biya, who was facing a number of domestic crises and international criticism over political freedoms. Kosovo is electing a new parliament amid calls for leaders to resume dialogue with Serbia over normalizing ties. Some 1.9 million eligible voters on Sunday started to cast their ballots to elect 120 lawmakers. The vote comes after the outgoing prime minister resigned in July following a request from a Hague-based court to question him over crimes against ethnic Serbs during the country's war. Drummer Ginger Baker of Cream and of Blind Faith has died in a hospital in Britain at the age of 80. AP music correspondent Margie Zarletta has a look at his career.
Ginger Baker was explosive in more ways than one. He considered himself a jazz drummer, but many a rock drummer was influenced by Baker's combination of aggression and precision. His drum solos were legendary, and he's often referred to as the first superstar drummer. Cream sold 10 million records with songs like Strange Brew, White Room, and Sunshine of Your Love. Then there was his personality. Baker and Cream singer-bassist Jack Bruce actively hated each other. A 2012 documentary, Beware of Mr. Baker, was named for the sign outside Baker's house in South Africa. I'm Archie Zarletta.
U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at another Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, after Romney called the president's appeals to Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden wrong and appalling. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.